The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
I have Miss Danny from our sister station 95, the ultimate one.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you sent me this, but tell me about yourself. I mean, we're now meeting each other as it's a pretty big building, Trinidad and Tobago. TBC Radio Network is a pretty big organization.
It is.
So, you know, there are times when you could see in passing, like two ships passing in the night.
Yeah.
But, you know, well, I want. Yeah, so we just wanted to like find out, you know, what is it like being a DJ on 95 and to really understand, you know, how you got into it first and do you like it?
I love it. That's how I ended up in it, because radio is, I mean, kind of my hobby, you know. This is not my main career. I work in advertising and
right.
And I'm a writer. I recently did my certification in well-being, so I'm a chief well-being officer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like my main foray, that space. But radio is something that I just like to talk, and I would work in production. I'd work with talent, I write scripts, you know, go in the studio right. And direct them. And then eventually I was like, I could do this, you know. And then people kept telling me, you should do radio, you should do radio. And then mm-hmm. I ended up meeting the right people who gave me the opportunities at the time, who also agreed that I should be on radio. And then I just flourished.
Right.
10 years later, here I am. I'm on 95 for the past six years. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I've been working with Val, who's my co-host on the morning drive on 95, the ultimate one.
Right.
For the past, Val and I have been together like 9 years out of my 10-year radio career.
Nice.
Yeah.
So and what that relationship is like, because as you know, International Women's Day, we thinking that, you know, we are women who take over the airwaves on a morning
mm-hmm.
and you know, put forward views. Do you think that the industry is male dominated? Do we?
Internet, definitely.
Little clashes here and there. So do you and Val clash on a morning from time to time?
We have had our moments, yes. Mm-hmm. I mean, he can say things that might get under my skin or trigger me.
Yeah.
And I mean, we go at it. I mean, I think it's good entertainment for the listeners, because we don't usually share the same point of view, but our show is not very serious, so we don't mm-hmm. have no political arguments, and we, you know, it's usually something that we can resolve quickly
mm-hmm.
and, you know, get back into the laughs and all of that. So I don't feel like, you know, we have this big male versus female difference, you know, even mm-hmm. though he might say some things that, you know, a little misogynistic, could be patriarchal.
Yeah,
I have no problem calling it out. You know, and because for things to change, you have to acknowledge that there's a problem.
There's a problem.
And when
exactly.
it presents itself, I will call it out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you mightn't like it, but hey, you know, to help change how people think and view women and interact with women, we have to mm-hmm. have these conversations. So, yeah.
And some of the topics that you all have discussed already, what do you think? Do you think that we speak about empowerment as much as we should? Or do you think we need to do more?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, if we look at spaces in this country where women have challenges, you know, in relation, leaving a relationship is not a safe thing to do.
Nowadays, you know? Huh?
It is. You have to consider, am I going to be safe after I tell this man I don't want to be with him anymore? Is he mm-hmm. going to turn into somebody that I may have had indications he might be, and this is just the avenue for him to now turn into this monster.
Something, yeah.
So, I mean, the more we have these conversations, the more we are able to confront behaviors that are unacceptable,
mm-hmm.
you know? So, no, enough conversations are not being had, but I intend to, you know, push things where I can and have these conversations. So, yeah, I mean, I do my little part.
And we need to do more, as you're saying. In terms of, like, the scope, well, you have a wide scope.
I do. I consider myself very multi-hyphenated. I have plenty dashes.
Yeah. And, well, I was just speaking to Ms. McClutchin in Disruptive Leadership, and she was stating that, you know, the opportunity for women to challenge the status quo, as
right.
it were. Do you think that we can do that? And the different avenues that we explore, how successful do you think we can be if we really come together and push for that?
Absolutely. I mean, I always say collaboration versus competition, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If we see our sisters and aunts and co-workers and inspirations as collaborators rather than somebody I need to be better than,
mm-hmm.
you know,
mm-hmm.
then definitely we could change the world. Mm-hmm. You know, not, I saw a report saying, you know, women will get equity in maybe 300 years. What? Well, are you not going to be here?
For the last 300 years, we've been fighting for equity.
Yeah,
and
so our next 300 years now.
We need to push a little more.
We could do better than that.
Yes.
You know, we could definitely do better than that. And the way to do it is by sharing ideas. You know, sometimes we have this thought or this plan and we think we need to keep it so close to ourselves because we want to protect mm-hmm. the energy and all that. But then we cut ourselves from people that can support us and help us achieve these goals. Mm-hmm. Put us onto the network, that the person that you need to open this door, just by you having a conversation with somebody. You don't mm-hmm. want to tell them your trade secrets and all that.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, the more you're able to have these conversations, the more the universe directs you to who you need to get things.
The thing is, having those discussions opens you to, as you said, the like-minded,
exactly,
of, you know, who are amongst you, and from that you can form, you know, as you said, collaborations mm-hmm. and organizations that push, yeah, we could say push the agenda,
yeah.
because some agendas are pushed
unneeded.
On the other side.
Correct.
You know what I mean? So I guess it's time that we open up that exploration and
absolutely
make our stance known.
Yeah.
In terms of radio, have you seen an improvement towards inclusion for women, or do you think that we can do a little more?
Well, I mean, we've seen a lot of female DJs on urban
yeah.
stations, on mm-hmm. Indian stations. So, I mean, that is something you may not have seen a lot of 10, 15, 20 years ago. So mm-hmm. definitely, I think, I don't want to say companies are taking a chance, but definitely including us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, definitely saying,
I think this is, we're shouting a little more like, hey.
Yeah, this is what I can do.
This is what we
you
can
know?
Do.
Like
yeah.
that guy from Saturday Night, like, look what I can do.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of women could take a page out of men's book. Men have audacity for days. They may not have the talent, the skill, or the experience to back it up, but the audacity will get them there.
And this is what Mr. McClatchin was saying as well a little while ago, because the way that females are brought up, we are brought up to be more submissive and quiet.
And we second-guess ourselves.
Second-guess ourselves a lot.
A lot of women suffer from imposter syndrome because we think mm-hmm. we don't deserve the success that we have worked for, mm-hmm. earned. And we end up in these rooms and spaces like, oh, I reach here.
Yeah.
Because you deserve to be there.
And the guys, they could smell it.
That's what I'm saying.
They jump on that.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel a little more smaller than you are. But you can, when you start to expand,
Take up that room.
Then the talk starts.
So that's why I feel like, you know,
yeah.
the audacity we could do a little more of, because mm-hmm. a lot of times we have the substance to back it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
So that would be the message.
Audacity.
Right. So that's yeah. a message you would like to send out to
for
women
sure,
today.
For sure.
Put the A on you.
Yeah, because I believe in authenticity,
yeah.
you know, because once you're true to who you are, you don't have to put on an act when you're going out there to present yourself or what you're trying to
mm-hmm.
own, take ownership of, right? You're just unapologetically yourself. But at mm-hmm. the same time, just throw in a little sprinkle of audacity. That way
yeah.
you conquer your fears, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't feel like, oh gosh, maybe I need to play it safe. No, we're not playing safe in 2024.
And you brought up a very interesting word. You see the word fear? I think it's more ingrained in women, well, girls from very early
yeah.
on. And that plays a part in the environment that we are trained in. Because we've been brought up to say, all right, you're supposed to stay in this corner, you're supposed to stay at home, you're supposed to, you know, raise the children. You're not supposed to be thinking about what's happening on the outside there.
Correct.
But there have been so many changes within the world over the decades that has forced women to really think about, okay, I need to go out there, if it's find a job, bring in money, take care of the kids, take care of the soldiers who's sick in bed, because
yeah.
this whole conflict is going on and we have to take care of that. And it has hardened some women along the way, and then they pass it on to those other girl children, and then there are others that, you know,
you know, but playing it safe
is,
you know, keeps us stuck,
yeah,
and keeps us in the same situation for a longer time than might be necessary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think to conquer fear, you have to just keep moving, you know, action. Just the more you do things, you build your confidence and your ability and your what's the word, self-worth,
mm-hmm.
you know, your knowledge that, yo, hey, I'm not an imposter, I am actually doing this, I have been doing it for a long time, I'm capable, I'm successful. So
you've,
I think,
paid your dues.
Thank you. And
yeah.
So definitely action conquers fear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you might think you want to make a move, but you ain't making a move because you're scared. to conquer the fear, you have to make a move.
We have to make a move. Now, joining us inside studio, we've got another 9-5 lady. As we say, it's International Women's Day.
Which is me here to ask this one.
Yes, that one. And this the one. Voice you're hearing is Dana.
Well, hello, hello.
From the Ultimate One, 9-5, the Ultimate One. And we were just talking to Dani about her career and, you know, some of the things that she's learned over the time period of being on air.
Ooh, she's had quite a career. You've got so many things going on,
Dee. I know, I was telling them.
And the thing is, we'll hear the voice on the radio right. think it's only, okay, between the hours of 9 to whatever or 12 and that's it. She goes, oh, she make her easy money and just sit down talking.
If they only know.
If they only know. So, Dani, tell us about your... Sorry, Dana, tell us about yourself. Listen, the two names are so close.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I have a DJ in front of my name on radio. Right. So I'm DJ Dani on the morning show. So I do 6 to 9 and she does 9 to 12.
So, Dana... Tell us about yourself, how you started.
Thanks, Tusk. So this was, oh my gosh, this was a very, very interesting, like a twisty, toony kind of story. So I know for me, it's a matter of sometimes realizing that when something continues to present itself to you, you got to answer to it. And we were talking about this morning. If you're inspired to do something, sometimes you just have to lean into that to say, well, why is this presenting itself to me so many times? So media came... so many ways in terms of people asking me one way or the other, you know, you ever thought of doing this? Yeah, you know, you want to try it. So I did throughout the years. And it was Tony Harford who actually came to me and at another job that I had. And he said, you know, Dana, have you ever thought of doing da da da? And I did. And it was just, it's actually WMJX, which was formerly what Slam was 100.5. So that was WMJX, a jazz station. And so prior to him, there was someone else before that. Mm-hmm. But the opportunities, I think, have to meet you for when you are ready. That's why they say stay ready for your opportunities.
Well, I mean, that's one of my mottos, right? Stay ready. Because the thing about it is, the more you become is by doing, right?
Correct. And
we were just saying that.
The more you become, people also take notice of that. And you kind of draw in these opportunities because you're aligning yourself more to the things that you want to do.
On the same frequency of it.
Absolutely.
So
I believe in the universe and vibrational energies and, you know, manifesting things.
Don't say that. You sound like a crazy woman.
No. We are total believers in that.
It's scientifically proven that we have an electromagnetic field that surrounds us that influences
and the world.
Our external and internal environments. Uh-huh. And if you are chaotic inside, then bet your bottom dollar
it's
going to attract
chaos.
More drama and more chaos.
But if it is, you're centered and focused on exactly what you want, the opportunity presents
because
itself.
You're intentionally working towards it as well. You're not just sitting down waiting for the universe to manifest. You yourself are playing your part.
But can I say, this was not even on my cards to do the... It was actually something that kept coming to me throughout the years. And then finally, because I was approaching my LLB and I said, oh gosh, listen, so many like financial and personal things popping up. Let me take on these things. And somebody said, well, go do one of these courses, which had no influence on my life. I didn't bother with it after a while. And then... when the manager then at 9-5 said, would you like to audition for my boss and myself? I said, okay, no problem. At that point, I was ready. At that point, I said, okay, you know what? Perhaps if this is coming to me one, twice, three times and not 1 month to the next. It was throughout a space of like maybe like 5 years or 4 years, that kind of thing. And then at that point, when I took the opportunity, that was 14 years ago. And 9-5 was 14 years ago. And so it's really been an interesting journey. I have personally shared some things off air with Dani about my time on radio. There's a lot that I can say about my personal experience. But that, again, that would not be anybody else's. Because I feel like sometimes, which is why today's topic of International Women's Day, Dani and I were just talking on 9-5. It's important. And when you help women progress or when you help pull someone else up,
You elevate an entire generation because we are the caretakers and the one who takes
care.
You know,
what did we just say, Dani?
Yeah.
We are the birth givers.
Correct.
We are
all of it.
The doctors,
the decision makers,
the teachers, the drivers, the everything.
Correct.
Yeah.
All wrapped into one.
Yeah,
all
so we need one. People, especially when it comes to men who are in positions. You need to not see women as, oh gosh, this is a woman, so oh god, we won't bother, but I will just choose Johnny over here. No.
Yeah.
If you have the men who pull up the right women, we need allies to be able to show the world that, listen, hello, we have values, we have opinions, and we actually can make your business better.
Because the question that I asked Danny before you came in, we were talking about, you know, the opportunities presenting itself. Have you ever had that space where you were held back or, you know, advised not to do it because it would have been testing the misogynistic, to use Danny's word, area that radio can be? You know, how do we challenge that and change it for that, the other female announcers who are listening to us and say, oh, I want to be like that when I grow up? What advice, or how do we change the environment that is?
That's super weighty. So Danny, what was your response?
Did I reply?
Well, basically you said just do it, you know.
Exactly. Sometimes you have to not prove yourself to people, but remind them who you are, right? Especially if you are confident enough in your experience and your ability, and you know your worth. And you know, and I hate this expression, but I'm going to say it, what you bring to the table.
Such this
expression.
Find,
you may as well say EOD. Say EOD.
Listen, what you bring to the table is such a subjective statement.
It is,
and it opens on both sides.
And it's designed to... I think it's designed basically for people to judge you, because it's from the premise of like, who is you? Where you feel you, you know, where you feel you belong here?
And it's an avenue for self-doubt.
What you coming with?
Correct. So I hate that question. I hate that expression.
Yeah.
But I feel literally just shine. People cannot deny your brilliance when you shine. Blind them. You know what? Put on some shades, sir.
Yes.
This is, you know.
And that was one of the comments in Satish's show this morning with Tova and Hema, that you, no matter what the opinion is on the outside, when you sit and you focused on what you want to do and you're really passionate about what you want to achieve in this life, you will shine regardless
exactly,
of whatever
exactly.
you know, comments.
And then
or,
people can't deny you.
Exactly.
It can't deny
keep
you.
Your head down. The exact thing was, keep your head down and actually do the work,
you
and you would
to.
Be recognized for
Steve Martin said that. Steve Martin said that. Be so good they can't deny you. And
yeah,
I think
exactly.
there's so much truth in that. And Danny, actually, when we spoke on 9-5, Danny, she is coming from a space of taking all of her opportunities and also empowering people, also talking to people about, you know, changes that they can make, how they can inspire themselves. And a woman saying that and other females looking on is something important. And I feel like I have the onus is on me sitting in front of a mic to see or to be that person that somebody might say, okay, well, this is a responsible and accountable individual, whatever. I mean, and if we could see that, it sucks to say that that's your responsibility, but if you are at the front of something, I feel like there's a certain level of, you know, I'm looking at Dina, I'm looking at Danny, I'm looking at Tuska, you know, what do they do when they're at work? Oh, well, you know, it is what it is, you know?
In terms of like topics to empower women as the tagline for this year's
Inspire
and accelerate progress. What would be some of the topics that you think we should go back to touching on to encourage that acceleration in progress?
Therapy. Like, seriously, I feel, and it might be a little taboo still in our society, even though I know a lot of people who have embraced it and who have seen the transformative benefits on their own life, myself included. I feel like maybe therapy might have done me well in my early 20s, but again, I'm not regretting any part of my journey, because of course it's brought me to where I am now and the lessons that I have learned. But I feel the younger a woman is able to take ownership of her mental health. We, you know, we think about the exterior a lot, right? And we think self-care is massages and manicures, and it's not. It's
and
like,
spa days.
And spa days. I mean, those things are lovely, and
yes,
they have its value, right?
Hey,
I love a spa day. But I think real self-care is, you know, discipline and commitment to your goals and, you know, maintaining your mental health, acknowledging where you're struggling. And when you're struggling, this is where professional support helps you. Mm-hmm. And it's not just counseling, it's literally giving you the tools to make better choices to effect lasting change in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, that you want to become the person that you want to be. And sometimes in becoming is when we actually realize, mm-hmm. wait, I am resilient, I am smart, I deserve to take up this space. All of these things that you doubt yourself before, mm-hmm. you're now able to embrace with grace.
And audacity ain't so bad to have.
No. And I mean, yeah. once you, and one, the more you believe those things about yourself, the more you could sprinkle in a little audacity. You mm-hmm. know, let the ego work for you.
I love it.
Because sometimes our ego is what keeps us with these negative spirals
exactly.
and patterns.
Yep.
So taking
yep.
control of that inner voice that can be a sickening nag, right? And making it our ally instead mm-hmm. of our, you know, what is the word? There was this book that I read and they
Achilles
called it...
Achilles heel kind of thing.
Oh, well, that was going to be my next question. What are the favorite books you all have?
Oh, gosh.
That's a favorite question.
To me, there's so many.
Because I think that that is very important. You see, reading.
Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't matter if it's on the tablet or if it's
especially
the correct
job.
Book. But I love the smell of books. So I would advocate books, right?
I feel like
correct.
This is a kumbaya moment. Tusk, before we go there to books, how much we love books. To Danny's point of, you know, leaning into your audacity and whatnot, you know, I have personally heard where... it's like I might be present or may not be even participative in something and I'm hearing, oh, well, she's arrogant or she's this. And it's mm-hmm. like, well, I'm so sorry that you misunderstand my confidence or maybe me having standards for being mm-hmm. arrogant. But mm-hmm. you've got to have that. And women shouldn't shy away from standing firm in something that they believe in or standing firm in an opinion. And you don't have to be nasty. You don't have to be, mm-hmm. you know, combative.
Yeah.
Combative. You don't.
Yeah.
And it took me a while to kind of settle within myself to say, wait a second. No, I'm not wrong. And, you know, something, no, I deserve a space. And that's why inspiring inclusion and accelerating a woman's progress means A, having the right person, even if they're only men in charge, for them to say, hey, let's hear what Tosca has to say mm-hmm. or what about this, and just open the opinions to beyond, oh god, you know, it's just this woman being emotional
yeah.
or whatever it is,
to the sounds that they're accustomed to,
correct?
Yeah.
And that is the problem that we have, and quite a lot of voices. I had a very interesting conversation late last night, and the person's probably listening right now, good morning, where they were talking about older heads, a lot of things termed as older heads mm-hmm. In terms of some of the things that they were saying. And in fact, where we had a lot of patriarchal things being handed down to us, a lot of the older heads are males, and a lot of the older heads figure, well, let's just go with Paliwal over here. Mm-hmm. And sometimes it is a matter of just being a boys' club. So we have to recognize that there are changes that need to be made. Danny and myself were just talking about the fact that we have so many wonderful women mm-hmm. and people who are representing great decisions and great opinions, but maybe they're not being seen in media. And in media, we are, I would say, underrepresented, where Danny said that it could have been just in terms of the behind the scenes in the boardrooms and so on. But we need more of that. And we need more great, intelligent voices and people who want to stand up for us and people who say, well, listen, let's see what these girls have to offer, these women have to offer.
Well, I'm glad that you touched on women in media. We could go over into entertainment, because as announcers and the people who are, you know, into music and seeing the developments of it, there is a generation of women changing in the way that they express themselves.
Yeah.
And the point of patriarchal older generations who are still making some of the decisions, the idea or the evolution seems to bother them a lot, and they don't quite understand the messages that the younger people are putting out there. How can we as announcers and women in the field bridge that gap, or to translate it for them to realize, okay, well, this is where we are, not necessarily for you to accept, but to acknowledge that it may be a change in culture, that kind of thing. How do we, you know, encompass or help that narrative along?
Well, you have to be able to have the conversations, right? Mm-hmm. Because I know some people are scared sometimes to speak up.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you might be one or two women in a boardroom meeting, mm-hmm. and you know, the men are dominating the conversations, and
yep.
you might have an idea that is the breakthrough,
mm-hmm.
but you feel so intimidated, you know. But speak up anyway.
Yeah.
Make your voice be heard. I mean, you have these thoughts and these experiences for a reason. You're in that room for a reason.
Yeah.
You're in that room for a reason. So own the space and, you know, contribute. And the more that you're able to, you know, hey, put up your hand, even if you have to like, hey, I have a little opinion. Mm-hmm. And then you get more confident as you speak, then you're able to maybe influence a mindset, plant an idea that they never considered before.
Correct.
That you're like, okay, maybe I need to, you know, because a lot of times people lack self-awareness, you know, and they don't know they do certain things until somebody comes to them with it.
And say, well,
and sometimes, you know, when people really take this criticism, maybe not criticism, but, you know, comment, and they're able to look at their behavior, they might say, well, yo, maybe I really need to tweak how I think or how I approach a woman in a situation or how I approach my behavior or interaction. So don't be afraid to speak up. Don't be afraid to let your voice be heard, and don't be afraid to plant seeds that could change conversations and change courses and decisions.
Well, my answer to that would be simply what she said. And our role is to amplify voices. So in order to amplify voice for us on our end, I think it's important to show examples of how women are important in society. For instance, I read somewhere where somebody said, oh my gosh, well, if it wasn't for this doctor who said check for something so and so, because I mean, I hope that we can talk about these things here because it's a safe space, obviously. But it was something like a female doctor saying, check and do a pap smear, you know, because X, Y, and Z. And the male doctor said, well, you know, how is it possible for her to have a yeast infection? She's not sexually active. And the doctor had to basically basically insist on saying, get her, please, a test and let's see how this works out. Because men don't realize that as simple as you can get a yeast infection from anything, your diet, from, you know, your fabrics, detergent that you might wear, whatever it is. So it's just as simple as us being able on our end to say, hey, these are the stories of other females, and this is why a woman is important in society. And we were talking about, Danny said, and Tuska, you might have think it was like a bit of a woo-woo topic, but women are so vibrationally, like, you know, just importance in the world in terms of how sacred we are for our wombs, what comes out of that, and what we do with our emotional intelligence, and how we're able to stabilize, you know, situations. I feel like, you know, we should be empowering women, because if you don't, there are a lot of societies that now have a matriarch system. And
there were many systems like that even before modern times in history. And to tell you the truth, they survived better than
right.
Just saying.
Yeah.
Right. Because we know, as Danny says, there are tools and there are different things that we have somehow encrypted in us that we just know how to use those things to be able to help a civilization go on. You know, we literally have it in us to birth. We literally have it in us to think, well, listen, okay, let's think about the situation before we move forward. And as Danny said, just don't be afraid to, you know, state an opinion, or, you know, you don't have to be, oh God, belligerent and, oh God, that's what I was saying. No, we don't have to go there. We have to just say, listen, I really think that this is the way that we should go with this. Or this is how we should approach this topic.
Be the,
or whatever.
The nurturing side of encouraging the conversation.
Yeah. And let's be clear. I mean, women being, which is another topic, a woman being a boss or a leader or something like that, we get unfairly, I would say, targeted in terms of being called, you know, the hard B, a B-I-T-C-H, because you're whatever, but they don't term men as that. An assertive woman.
They're go-getters, they're achievers.
Exactly. And high achievers.
The adjectives high are achievers. Always different for,
absolutely,
you know, men
the
in those
same
positions.
Characteristics.
For the same job, for the same credentials that are needed to carry out that job.
Correct.
But any
one downturn of a frown, it is like, oh God, Tuska, boy, don't talk to she today. Yeah, because but it's like, come on.
And most of the times, it's just like, you even studying that, you're just like, okay, so I need to get this done. I have to pick up the laundry. I have to remember to go to the grocery and get the food because I have to cook tonight.
We're good at multitasking.
And this was a topic that I looked at recently, strange enough, on TikTok, that they talked about understanding the mental work that women do as compared to men, and that includes, okay, I have to go and pick up milk, they finished the toilet paper, so I don't remember that. Mm-hmm. And that face that you have because you're contemplating all of that doesn't mean that, oh, she have a bad day going on.
No, just you focus internally.
Exactly. Yeah. And sometimes you forget to write the list, but you have the list in your mind and you're so accustomed to that cycle that you just... moving through the day and completely oblivious.
Yeah.
So this person is saying, well, all right, she having a bad day. She probably on menopause or she on her period. Yeah. And, you know, and those kinds of comments and statements are what hinders the conversations that you're talking about that we need to have so that we can accelerate progress.
Absolutely.
But today, ladies, I appreciate you all coming in and having this conversation here. But to get back to the books question, what are your favorite books?
I have so many. I can tell you what I'm reading now.
I was about to say this.
Yeah, like, what are you reading now?
I'm reading The Magic Words, which is basically the power of tweaking your vocabulary, how you speak and the words that you use to create more influence. It's going really well.
Nice.
You know, tenses and different words and just, you know, talking about how, because we communicate naturally, right?
Mm-hmm.
Without understanding how, maybe how we speak, the words that we use influence outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
Probably.
True.
And, you know, more than most times we want outcomes to be in our favor.
Yeah.
So this book kind of helps you tailor or tweak your language and your speech. Amazing. I'm also I read two, three books at the same time, right? I'm also reading The Oversized Mind, Unsure Mind, Stories That Our Minds Tell Us, right?
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's a girl who went through some mental health struggles as a young child and the people that she interacted with and what their perspectives of how they own their diagnosis. Because a lot of people get diagnosed with depression or anxiety or bipolar in their teens, right? That's my computer, sorry. and they hold that story for their whole life, right? They go into this victim state and, you know, their lead angle as well, I'm a victim or a sufferer of this.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a lot of times those stories that we hold on to kind of become crutches and weights
keeps you back.
Keep you stuck in this box of your identity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about recognizing and owning these stories that are not true. More times than likely, because your mind is filling the blanks with a lot of nonsense.
And we
waste
a lot of time.
A lot of nonsense. And basically owning those stories and then helping us change those stories.
Dana?
Those are two good options right there.
Yeah.
I would have to say that I'm a big fan of self-improvement and I'm not the best at always getting to reading lately. I have to give Danny kudos. That's amazing. Three books at once.
Listen, it was actually four. There's another one called Rise, Sister Rise.
She didn't want to overdo it.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay, so I will give you, I have right now, Danny, right there on my coffee table is Viola Davis's book. And she is amazing. I love her so much. And I've been wanting to do it in one read. So that's why I have not approached it yet.
Oh, okay.
But I have been reading Robert Greene's 48 Laws of Power. And it's kind of leaning into things that we've been talking about this morning in terms of owning you, owning yourself, your abilities, and not necessarily focused on the attack, but focused on holding your position and your defenses in terms of knowing how to deal with situations.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like some of these things, it's terrible to think of war tactics when it comes to dealing with the industry or the world, but as women, sometimes you do have to have a little extra artillery.
Alex extra edge.
Yeah.
Because they have all the edge, so we might as well, you know, come prepared.
So I highly recommend Robert Greene. I think he's done a really good job at neurologically and also helping our growth state of mind, a growth mindset within his books. So he's done so many great books, so I encourage anybody to check out any of his books. He's amazing.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as we continue to celebrate International Women's Day, I want to thank so much DJ Danny and Dana from 95 The Ultimate One,
thanks
our
for
sister
us.
Station, to come in and talk to us about, you know, well, let us let you know what goes on behind the scenes here on radio, and in an effort to, you know, invest in women and accelerate progress.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.